Zach Charbonnet scored 12 rushing touchdowns last season. Only 5 players in all of football had more, and he goes off boards as the 47th running back, pick 149. The market discounted him twice, once for the touchdown math, once for the knee he tore in January. Only one of those discounts is negotiable, and this episode separates them. The season was the best of his career. 16 games, 184 carries for 730 yards. Those 12 scores, most on the team, fifth most among running backs league-wide, plus 20 catches for 144, 10.7 half PPR points a game, 28th among backs per game, 23rd in total, splitting a champion's backfield with Kenneth Walker and owning the goal line. Then January 17th, 5 carries into the divisional round route of San Francisco, the knee, coach Mike McDonald 2 days later, pretty sure it's ACL, and Seattle won the Super Bowl 3 weeks after that without him. Surgery came February 20th.
The career had been ascending in a straight line, 5-6 a game, 9-8, 10-7, year 3 the best, powered by a role that kept growing inside the league's best ground game.
Now both discounts priced separately, the touchdown one is ours. His TD share, 0.40, is the highest in this entire batch, and far past the 0.298 line where our running back fade cohort begins. Top quartile TD-dependent backs give back 3.1 points a game the next season, end of 72, minus 2.9 in the early era, minus 3.3 cents. Take the full fade off 10.7, and the healthy version of him still prices out around back 40, 7 spots above this price. Read that again, the market's number is below his own regression case. Which means the second discount, the tendon, is doing all the remaining work.
Muffed!
The tendon file, dated and honest. Surgery February 20th, per PFT. The general manager called it, quote, very positive, per SI. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reported in late June he's progressing well with a checkup scheduled for late July, right as camp opens. The beat consensus, per Pro Football Rumors and Heavy, a stint on the physically unable to perform list to open the season is the expectation that costs at least 4 games, with mid-fall the realistic return window. McDonald hasn't formally ruled anything out. Meanwhile, the room moved on without waiting. Walker left for Kansas City in free agency. Seattle spent the 32nd overall pick on Jadarian Price, added Emmanuel Wilson, and George Helani took the June 1st team reps, per SI's minicamp notes. New coordinator Brian Fleury inherits the champion scheme with orders to maintain it.
The price, RB47 at pick 149. For a back whose faded, fully regressed, healthy projection is RB40s, the knee is charging you 7+ slots beyond what the math already took. Our verdict, watch list. The touchdown fade is real and we just quoted it against him. The tendon is unpriceable and we won't pretend otherwise. And a price below his own worst case healthy math means the market has already paid for a lot of bad news. The caveat, spoken, pup means October at the earliest. A first-round rookie may own the job by then. In goal line roles, the thing his value is made of are the first thing coaches stop scripting for a back coming off reconstruction.
Watch the camp opening pup decision in that late July checkup, then watch who scores Seattle's short touchdowns in September. If the rookie takes the goal line, the role that made him isn't waiting for the knee. If he's on your roster, this show covers all of it. Every player, every week, all season.